Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And a very good Monday morning, afternoon, evening, everyone. Joe Beningo back with you again, the Old of Pain podcast. It is Monday. It is November 13th. It is 2023. The Joe Beningo Old of Pain podcast brought to you by the Hackensack Brewing Company, by any discount tire, and of course, by DraftKings. You know, I'm 70 freaking years old now. I've been watching this damn woebegone football team for 58 freaking years. And look, they can change the stadium. They can change the owner. They could change the practice facility. They could change the coach. They could change the players. They could change the uniform. They could change whatever they want to freaking change. And the damn results never, ever, ever change. As the Jets with a giveaway 16-12 loss last night to the lousy Las Vegas Raiders. Here, Vegas, take it. Penalty after penalty after penalty. This team has now committed 43 penalties in the last five games. That's over eight a game. Every big play, and we saw this in the Charger game too, every big play coming back by a damn holding penalty. And let's be honest, this is on the coach. This is on the coach. I'm sorry, coach, it's on you. You know, I got to hear you at halftime. You're talking to, I guess it was Melissa Stark at halftime. Well, you know, we gotta fix it with the penalties. Well, when are you fixing it? It's every damn week. When are you going to fix the damn penalties? When are you going to get in the face of some of these guys? And I'm telling you, man, look, I like the coach. He's a great guy, but that's a problem. He's too nice. Does he get in the face of these guys? CJ Uzama, two monster holding penalties in this game. One on a beautiful little jet sweep by Garrett Wilson for about 12 yards in a first down, and then one for a touchdown by Breece Hall. You got to be kidding. There was another run by Breece Hall for about 10 or 12 yards, holding penalty, Alan Lazard. Never, ever changes. Crack back block on Michael Carter cost him 15 yards in a big play. It's unbelievable. You say whatever you want. It's just on the coach. Where is the discipline? Where does this stop? You handed the game to them. Handed them the goddamn game. It's unbelievable. And how about this play? Speaking of that, that's the offense. How about the roughing the passer on Bryce Huff? How big was this play? 9-3. The Jets have the ball about 2 minutes right before halftime. And I'm saying, look, just get out of the half up by 9-3. Get out of the half. Don't give the damn Raiders any more points. Get out of the half 9-3. Play conservative, yada, yada. Of course, they don't. They give the Raiders the ball back, right? And then Bryce Huff, while he's on the ground, he in no way does he have a chance to tackle the quarterback. He goes for the legs. You go low, they're throwing the freaking flag. Roughing the passer, which we get every week. Roughing the passer. And that really, that 15 yards basically gave Carlson the chance to make that field goal before halftime to make it 9-6. And how big was those 3 points? Let's be honest. Because if they don't kick that field goal there at the end of the game, the Jets could win the game with a field goal. And we're not watching Zach Wilson chuck that interception that really ended the football game. for all intents and purposes, after the defense forced that turnover to get the ball back at 16 to 12. And I don't want to hear anybody. You can't blame the defense here. I'm sorry, you can't. I know they got hit with that one big play by Jacobs. The tight end made a great catch over Whitehead, whatever you want to say, all right? They gave up 16 points in this game. They should have won this game. They should have won it. The defense got that interception by Whitehead early on. They should have scored a touchdown there. And when I saw Zach Wilson, when Wilson played pretty good yesterday, you say what you want about the quarterback, all right? He missed some throws, no doubt. He threw that pick on that last drive, no doubt. But this game wasn't on him. I'm sorry. This game, you can say whatever you want about Zach. This game's not on him. And even the play calling, I thought, by Hackett was pretty good in this game. I thought it was good. I didn't have a lot of complaints. But when Zach has that run and he's running down the sideline and he steps out of bounds on a 3-yard line when it looked like he scored a touchdown, you knew they weren't scoring. I turned around to my wife. I watched. They'll be kicking a field goal. And, of course, they did. Where would they be without Zuerlein? They'd never score if they didn't have this kicker. It's a disgrace. I can't take it anymore. And I'm telling you, I blame the coach. This is on the coach. Sorry, coach. It's on you. I'm watching Antonio Pierce. Antonio Pierce looks at his players, right? All he's got to do is look at his players, and they get the message, man. You better get it done. You're too nice, coach. You're too goddamn nice. You got to start getting in these guys' faces. Uzama's making penalty after penalty. You're not playing. You're done for the night. I don't want to see you out there again. Michael Carter is stinking it up. I don't want to see him anymore. Where's Izzy Abanaconda? Where is he? He can't be worse.
Uzama was smiling after.
Unbelievable. I think it was Lazard that was smiling.
Was Lazard?
And he stinks too, Lazard. Even on that one play where Zach gets out of the pocket and hits Lazard for a big play over the middle, he almost dropped it. He juggled it. And even Garrett Wilson, I got to get on him too. You know, catch the ball. There was a couple plays. First of all, how about this? And this is what I say. Give Hackett credit for this call. They have that reverse, or it wasn't really reverse. It was Zach with a back pass, behind the line pass to Wilson to throw an option to Lazard. Lazard's wide open. It's a touchdown. Where, Garrett, where the fuck are you throwing the ball? I'm sorry. I got to say it. Where is he effing throwing it? Out of bounds? What was that? The play was there. And then it was another play down the sideline. He had two guys on him, Wilson, Garrett. Deep ball down in about the 2-yard line. The ball hit him in the hands. Zach put it in his hand and catch it. Even the play at the end of the game, the Hail Mary at the end, as the defense got the ball back for them again. Again. The Hail Mary, right? The last play gets away from Max Crosby, did an unbelievable job going to his left to get away from Crosby, and makes this freaking laser throw 70 yards downfield. And Wilson comes out of nowhere. Garrett, he has a shot at it, and he doesn't catch it. And then even after the ball goes off him, Conklin's down there like, be aware that the ball may be coming to you. What a disgrace. Oh, my God. And how about this, too? All right? How about this? You know what, coach? Well, at the end of the game, what are you doing? You blew like 10 seconds that play with Conklin. If Conklin kind of rolls over, he gets the first down. God forbid he does that. And then the coach loses like 10. It looked like he was trying to get the timeout, but he didn't. And they lost like 10 seconds. I mean, come on. What are we doing here? You can't win this way. You can't continue to hand games to the other team. Oh, my God. And I thought Zach played pretty good. I thought the offensive line played good. I think Zach got sacked once all night, that one play. He fumbled the one time. Becton recovered it. But I thought the offensive line was good. And maybe this is how it's got to be. Becton, Tomlinson, Tipman, Newman playing guard, and Mitchell at tackle. I thought Mitchell did a pretty good job on Max Crosby. I thought they played okay. And I thought, well, Zach played okay. Missed a couple passes. He missed one to, I think it was Lazard. It's always Lazard. He missed one to Lazard down the sideline. He should have hit him. But I thought overall, he threw the ball pretty damn good. How about Garrett Wilson catching the freaking ball? I tell you, man, I am. Even Dalvin Cook show just had a little zip last night. I am sick and freaking tired of losing football games. Not losing them, handing them away to the other goddamn team. And that's what they did again last night. The last 2 weeks, every time there's a big play, there's a goddamn penalty to wipe it out. Every goddamn time. And now they're sitting at 4-5. They're losing. They're 2-4 in the conference. They're losing tiebreakers to everybody, to the Chargers. I know the Chargers lost yesterday. To the Chargers, to the Raiders. The Raiders are ahead of them now, 5-5. You got all those teams in the AFC North now ahead of them. Pittsburgh, you know, Cleveland. I know the Bengals lost yesterday, but they're still ahead of them, you know. And I'll tell you right now, Buffalo plays the Broncos at home tonight. I fully expect Buffalo to win, although Denver's been playing a lot better. And do you have any confidence that the Jets are going into Buffalo next week and winning? Do you have any confidence they're going to win that game? How are they going to piss that game away? I tell you, man, I am goddamn livid today. I am livid. And this coach has got to start kicking some ass with this football team. I mean it. He's too soft on these guys. Coach, you're too goddamn soft on them. Uzama has two holding penalties? You're not playing again tonight. Play Rucker. I don't want to see the guy again. I'm tired of seeing Michael Carter. I've had enough of him. I'm disgusted today. I'm goddamn disgusted. Even Gibson, right? He made a couple nice catches, but Xavier Gibson won anyway. What are you doing? What are you doing on his kick returns coming out of the end zone? What are you doing? And you're starting to drive on a 17-yard line. And that's another thing. The field position eventually caught up with the Jets here. It really did. The only touchdown of the entire game, that catch that the tight end made, Mayer over Whitehead, okay, Whitehead had the pretty much good coverage on him, made a great catch, was really set up by, you know, field position with the Raiders starting on, like, midfield. And then Jacobs had that one big run, and then they hit Mayer for the touchdown, and that was it. That's the only thing the defense gave up all night. Really? I can't blame the defense. They took the ball away. They took the ball away on that fumble by Jacobs to set up the last drive where they had a shot, and you're actually getting excited that maybe they can pull this game out. Maybe Zach's going to find a way to get the damn ball in the end zone. But no, of course not. Of course not. They're done, man. There's no way they're making the playoffs. They're 4-5 now. They got these two, like I said, Buffalo on the road next week. Then the Black Friday game against the Dolphins. You know, and I understand this. There's 8 games to go. The season is certainly not over. I get it. But what makes you think in any way, shape, or form this team can make the playoffs when they continue to make one freaking killer mistake after another? One freaking killer mistake after another. And I'm not blaming the quarterback for this game. I'm not blaming the offensive coordinator for this game. I'm not blaming the defense for this game. I'm blaming the head coach for this game. As the penalties continue to mount week in and week out, week in and week out, and the coach keeps saying, we got to fix it, we got to fix it, we got to fix it. Well, when the hell are you fixing it, coach? When? When is that happening? Next year? When you're gone? When you're coaching somebody else?
Oh, God.
No, I'm sick and tired. I'm effing sick and tired of this shit. I really am. And I know every Jet fan's the same. I feel for these guys that went to Vegas and got to fly back now with these red eyes, you know, Eddie and Kenny and Jake and all these guys that were out there to see this shit. And I'm going to tell you this, too. And with all I just said, of course, there's no defending any of it. But here's something, too. Let's be honest about this, okay? Okay, let's not kid ourselves. You don't think the league wanted the freaking Raiders to win this game last night? Let's tell it like it is. Did the Raiders get a holding penalty all night? I think they got one. With all the pressure the Jets are putting on with their defensive line, one holding penalty the whole game on the Raiders? This is the Raiders. They had 3 penalties the whole game. 3.
Yes.
We had 8. Not one freaking holding penalty. That's it? Come on. And if you watch this broadcast, I'm telling you right now, the league wanted the Raiders to win this game. They're all on the Raiders now. You know, oh, the Raiders, well, Antonio Pierce, and it's like the old Raiders. You watching the game last night, this reminded me, Tirico and Collinsworth, they were so pro-Raider in this game, it was freaking disgusting. Let's be honest. You're watching this game, it was like you were watching the Raider broadcast with these guys. They were kissing Antonio Pierce's ass all night. All night. All night. The Raider way. They're smoking cigars. They're doing this. You know, come on. All night. Oh, it's like the old days. You know, Al, just win, baby. I mean, it might as well have been a Raider infomercial with the way they were doing this game. And no goddamn penalties. A three freaking penalties on the Raiders. If this was the old Raider way, they would have had 10. When the Raiders were winning all the time back on, with John Madden in this, you know, John Rauch and then Madden late 60s into the 70s, they led the league in penalties all the time. They had three last night. Three. One holding penalty. Jets had about 20. I am sick and freaking tired of all of it. You know, and it's true. I mean, you can say whatever you want, man. You can't tell me. And again, I'm not exonerating the shit we saw from our team, the handing of the game by our team to the Raiders. But don't tell me the league didn't want to see freaking Vegas win this game last night. And this game reminded me of the Cleveland game a few years ago. Remember the Thursday night game against Cleveland with Buck and Aikman doing the game? If you remember this, it was the game where Cleveland had lost 1,000 in a row, right? And they had the beer. Remember in Cleveland, the one bar had the beer. They were going to give free beer away to everybody when the Browns finally won.
Yep.
All of this crap, right? And the whole night, it was so pro-Brown that night by Aikman and Buck. It was a joke. And that's the game where I think it was Tyrod Taylor actually was the quarterback for Cleveland to start the game. He gets hurt. Jets were, of course, ahead, as they always are. Todd Bowles was the quarterback, the coach. And then Mayfield comes in, and that was it. It was like they were – the anointing of Baker Mayfield. And how's that worked out since then? I know they won yesterday, Tampa. Unbelievable. That's what this game reminded me of last night, where the broadcast was out and out basically rooting for the other team, like that Brown game was a few years ago. Same thing with the Raiders last night. Unbelievable. I am so goddamn disgusted. I really am, man. And there's 8 more games to go, and we got to put up with this crap for 8 more goddamn games. You know, I was so, let me tell you, I am the biggest asshole in the world on so many ways. No, I am, because I've been rooting for this team for 58 years. They've given me nothing but goddamn hemorrhoids. One crummy freaking Super Bowl 55 goddamn years ago, right? That's still the claim to fame. Joe Namath is still the face of the franchise 55 goddamn years later. He's 80 years old. It's a disgrace. No, it really, it's a goddamn disgrace. And it's the same thing over and over again. Like I said, you could change the owner. You could change the stadium. You could change the practice facility. You could change the coach. You could change the players. You could change the uniforms. The results never change. It's the same shit year after year. Same shit. And I was so damn stupid that I bamboozled myself into thinking after Rodgers went down 4 plays into it in typical Jet fashion. I mean, what other franchise would that happen to, right? After all the hoopla about Rodgers, Hard Knocks, this, that, right? Why would we ever be surprised that 4 plays into the damn season, he's out for the year with an Achilles, and this idea that he might come back, stop, you know he's not coming back. First of all, they're not even going to be in it at the end for him to come back. So why should he? So you're living a pipe dream if you think this guy's coming back, okay? Let's be honest about it. You're living a freaking pipe dream. I am sick and tired of watching this shit. I really am. And I know I speak for everybody out there. And I'm on the coach, man. You know, I have people getting on me. Are you too? Whatever. Well, fuck that. Because this was on the coach.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I'm pissed. This was on the coach. All right? You blew it, coach. You're too easy on the players. It's time to start getting in their damn faces and having some accountability for the mistakes they continue to make to cost you football games. Really, I'm livid today. I am freaking livid with this franchise. All right, let's get our sponsors in here. Unbelievable. All right, the Hackensack Brewing Company. My buddy Mike Jones is at. You're welcome, Mike. Mike, you're welcome. Okay? Yeah. You're welcome. My good buddy Mike Jones is a big Raider fan. You are welcome. The Hackensack Brewing Company, you know the deal. 30 seconds off of Route 4 at Hackensack, 10 minutes from the GW Bridge. The tap room's open 4:30 to 10, Monday through Friday, 2 to 10 Saturday, 12 to 8 Sunday, 78 Johnson Avenue behind the tombstones, right behind my tombstone as an asshole Jet fan.
Oh, God.
We'll let you know when the next live podcast will be. Probably sometime, I don't know, maybe. I was talking to my daughter about it yesterday. I guess she's been talking to Jones about it. You know, this coming week, the rest of this week, I'll be doing the show with Moose, Sports Nation with Moose from 7 to 7:30 on WPIX. One more week, I'll be doing it with Malusis filling in for Nelson Figueroa. So it's not happening this week. Next week's Black Friday. It won't happen then. I'm going to the Jet game. So it's not happening then. We'll let you know. Probably sometime, maybe before Christmas, certainly before the playoffs, sometime before the year's over, before the playoffs start. Late in the season, hopefully the Jets will still be alive. Don't hold your breath. We will have our next live podcast. But go check out Jones. He's a happy man. And when you see Jones, Beningo says, you're welcome. Don't forget. Go see Mike Jones. Go see Herb. Go see TJ. TJ, what a disgrace. He's a big Jet fan. My brother-in-law, Andre. My son-in-law, Andre. And all of them, the whole mishpucha over there. The Hackensack Brewing Company. We'll let you know when the next live podcast is. And if you need work done on your car, go see my son Johnny. He was here yesterday. As we celebrated his birthday, we watched the Saint game. And the Saints lost a tough game to the Vikings. Vikings have won 5 in a row now. Josh Dobbs. You mean we couldn't have given... How about this freaking Josh Dobbs and the Vikings? We couldn't have given up a 6th-round pick for this guy? And he's not better than Zach Wilson? Really? Can you imagine? Oh, my God. So we watched the Saints. They tried to come back. They lost 27-19. But even as they sit there at 5-5, they're still in first place in the division because the Cardinals came from behind to beat the crummy Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, God.
But go see Johnny. Need a discount tire. See Johnny. See Aria's boss. Rob, the great mechanic there. You need your tires. You need tires. You need work done on your car. You need a car inspector, whatever you need. Tell him I sent you. Rivervale, New Jersey. Westwood Avenue. I need a discount tire. And, of course, DraftKings. Hopefully, you didn't bet the Jets yesterday. Probably bet the under, you would have won. When you over-under, it was like 37, maybe? It was a rip-roaring 28 points in this game yesterday. It was like the Rutgers game. Check out the... Download the app now. Use the code OTAPAIN to sign up. New customers can bet $5, take home $200 in bonus bets. You can bet the Bills and the Broncos tonight, if you want, Monday Night Football, right? You bet college football, the hockey. How about the Rangers? They won again. The freaking Rangers, man. What are they, 11-2-1 now? They won in a shootout last night over Columbus. Lafreniere with 2 goals and then the shootout winner. Chris Kreider scored another goal, his 10th of the year. How good is he? Unbelievable. Jonathan Quick in goal. Rangers continue to win. God bless him. But you can bet hockey. Renton, the Knicks won 2. They beat Charlotte in the afternoon. You can bet the NBA. You know, you can bet the stupid NBA tournament. What a joke that. What is there a bigger joke than the NBA in-season tournament? Really? Oh, my God. And the winning team, each player gets $500,000 because they need more money, the NBA players. They're not making enough. Whatever. But you can bet that. You can bet the college football. Whatever you want to bet. DraftKings. Only in DraftKings. Sportsbook with O to pain. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.sot1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777. Visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in beautiful Kansas. You got to be 21 plus. Age varies by jurisdiction. Void in lovely Ontario, Canada. Can't wait to go there. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/footballterms for eligibility, terms and responsible gaming resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after they're issued. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. But then go to the Yoda Pain podcast. Just another horrific Monday morning. And it's so bad. And it's just so bad. You know, for me, it sucks even worse because I got to deal with this all day. You know, it's not like the old days when I was just Joe Beningo, Jet fan. We lose and I go into hibernation. I don't have to deal with it. Okay, we lost. Let me go cry for a while. Nah, I can't do that. I got to sit here. I got to do this. Then I got, and look, I'm not complaining about it. People say, oh, what are you? No, I'm not complaining. But it doesn't make it easier. Then I got to go 4 o'clock. I'll be on with Evan and Tiki breaking down this shit again. And then I'll be on tonight with Moose. You know, it's not as bad on TV. You know, the TV, you're limited. But what I'm just so damn disgusted. I'm disgusted. Coach, I've had an F enough. I think we just had another holding penalty. Another one.
I'm disgusted.
My wife's disgusted. Everybody's disgusted. She was a smart one. She went to bed before the beginning of the fourth quarter. She was smart. I knew they were dead. I told them before halftime they were losing. Did I not tell you that?
Yeah.
When they were up 9-3, I said, they're losing this game. They're making every goddamn mistake. And that roughing the passer call on Bryce Huff, I'm telling you, of all the penalties, it was a million of them. You know, the one that called the touchdown back, Uzama, on and on. That one on Bryce Huff might have been the biggest one. Because that 3 points caused the Jets the chance to win the game with a field goal on that last drive. Think about it. Think about it. That roughing the pass, how big a call that was. And as good as Bryce Huff has been, and everybody's yelling, you got to pay him, and I understand that, you can't make that mistake. Was Salah in his face after that? Bryce, what the F are you doing? You know you're on the ground. You're not tackling him. Why even touch him? You're not getting him down. You know if you go low, they're going to throw the flag. You know that. If you go low, if you go high, if you hit him in the helmet, you know, if you grab him by the balls, they're going to call roughing the freaking passer. I am sick and effing tired of it. And that the Raiders got no effing call. 3 freaking penalties. 1 holding penalty. You telling me all night the Raiders only had 1 effing holding penalty?
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
That's a crock and you know it.
Look, I'm telling you right now, and I understand. Look, there's no excuse for the shit we saw last night from our team. But I'm telling you, man, and I really believe this, the league wants the Raiders to win. They want the Raiders back, okay? And they could give a rat's ass about the crappy Jets. Let them suck forever, the Jets. Let them suck forever. And that's no excuse for the shit we saw from our football team last night and the constant mistakes. And again, it's on the coach. And you're going to probably get another year, coach, no doubt, no matter what happens the rest of the year, because Rodgers and all of that, you got to get a year with Rodgers. But this shit has got to stop. These mistakes have to stop. Shooting ourselves in the foot every damn game has to stop. There's just no excuse for it. And again, I'm not blaming the quarterback for this game. I know he threw that pick. I get it. But I ain't blaming the quarterback. This game should have been won early. The Jets should have had this game won by halftime. They should have been up 21-3, at least 13-3 at halftime, minimum. And if they would have done that, they would have won the game. I'm not blaming the quarterback. I'm not blaming the offensive coordinator. I'm not blaming the defense. I'm blaming the coach for this game. This one's on you, coach. This one's on you. What a goddamn disgrace that was last night. I am sick and tired of watching this absolute freaking horse shit. I really am. All right, before we go, let me just say this. On a positive note, I continue to be red hot with my picks. I went 4-1 with JJ And I'm just blowing him out of the water so far this year. Went 2-1 with my regular picks. I'm 20-10 for the year. My wife went 2-1 as well. And you got to see her watch. You know, we're watching the red zone at the end of the game, at the end, right? And she's got the Lions laying 2.5. And she's got the Seahawks laying 6.5. And we're watching these two games, right? Now, the Lions wound up covering. They kicked the field goal at the buzzer to win the game over the Chargers, covered by 0.5 points, right? The Steelers, yeah, Pittsburgh, too. Pittsburgh was 3.5-point favorite. They won by 4, came back to win. The Seahawks did not cover, though.
No.
The Seahawks did not. They were up by 7, and Allen Washington come down to tie the game, and they eventually won the game on the last second field goal as well by Jason Myers, so they didn't cover. So my wife went 2-1, good week for her. I went 2-1, good week for me. I'm now 20-10 on the season, man, I tell you. And I continued in the knockout pool. I had the Cowboys. What a layup that was as they just eviscerated the Giants 49-17. You know, they could have been, the Cowboys could have been favored by 30, and I would have bet them in this game. And they still would have covered. Unbelievable. Enjoy your week. I'll be on with Evan and Tiki at 4. Check me out tonight with Melusis on PIX at 7. All the love.